Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pop. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
I'm sorry. Today is I was talking and I had the phone on mute. So I do apologize about that. Let me start again. Well, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday. Wednesday, April the 1st, 2015, and the time is 5:30. A little early today. 5:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very important topic. We want to talk about, again, this is a Hebrews 6:1 message. This message is not for new believers. I'm at this new time slot. As you know, I've totally changed my venue. Instead of doing the 3-hour shows, I'm only going to be doing these little 30-minute snippets that's going to give you enough information to continue to do the research on your own, or to hopefully give you enough information so that way you can go ahead and pick up the copy of the book or the audio series that reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies more information. Today, my brother, we are talking about Eastern mysticism and Western religion. What is profound is just one question that you may or you may not have ever asked yourself before today. There is a huge difference between the West and the East. Why? Let me ask the question. Let me present it. Let me lay this out so you can over and understand. Now, as you know, this is the year 2015. From now until July, I'm laying out my entire belief system or lack thereof. And at the end, between now and July, and even after July, but the main focus is to make sure that you have enough information to bring about a transformation in this matrix or this box. You've got to get out of the box, brothers. You've got to get out of the box, sisters. And the only way to get out of the box is for you to over and understand the esoteric meaning of the terms, the words, the system that we live in. Now, in this system that we live in, if everything is on the up and up, why are there two areas where the entire world is divided? If there's one God, why is there two different major religions? Every religion can be summed up into two areas, Buddhism or Christology, Eastern versus Western, science versus narrative. Now, brothers and sisters, again, this is a dangerous topic. This is a dangerous message. This message is not for new believers. This is going to be a short and sweet message. Again, you can pick up a copy of the book. The book, again, is based upon the title of tonight's show, Eastern Mysticism versus Western Religion. The twain shall never meet. The twain shall never meet. Why isn't it that you have been presented with this topic before? So when I was studying Eastern Mysticism, when I went through all of the Eastern religions and the religious thought process, something really, really stood out in my mind that I've never heard addressed by any mainstream religion or media. Something that was so profound that the ramifications shattered my faith, and it caused me to walk out on everything that I believe. What was the thing that shattered my faith? What was the thing that destroyed my belief system that nobody talks about? That, brothers and sisters, is the difference between the West and the East. When I was stationed in Japan, I was blown away at the Eastern. When I went to Okinawa, when I went to Korea, I was blown away at the culture of the East versus the culture of the West. Because according to the Eastern religion, one thing is certain. Everybody in the West is going to hell. And according to the Western religion, one thing is certain. Everybody in the East is going to hell. Which one is right? You see, the East has something that the West doesn't have. The West, we are believers. We have a story, and we have history. But one thing that all of the Western religions have is this narrative. But the Eastern religion doesn't have none of this narrative. They don't have a lot of historical narrative, meaning they don't have this harmonious arrangement. They don't have Judaism or Abrahamism. So Judaism, I didn't find, and I don't find in the Eastern mysticism. Christianity and Islam basically is still, even though some of Islam is in the East, it's primarily a Western ideal because it depends upon Judaism. You do know that Islam came from Judaism. Christianity and Islam came from the same place. They have the same father, Abraham. It's all part of Abrahamism. But the East doesn't have Abrahamism. The East doesn't have Judaism. The East doesn't have a narrative. The East have Hinduism. The East have Buddhism, and the East have Taoism. And more importantly, the East have math. The East depends upon going inside. The West depends upon going outside. And so when we look at the East versus the West, the East is based more upon internal knowledge. The West is based more upon external knowledge. In the West, you got to go outside of yourself to have a relationship with a God outside of you. In the East, you go inside of yourself to have a relationship with a God inside of you. And so the Eastern mysticism, versus the Western religion is two totally different things. But the problem that 99.99999% of the believers, in fact, 100% of the believers that I've talked to, they've never studied Eastern mysticism. They never studied Buddhism. They never studied Pluralism. They never studied Jainism. They never studied Sikhism. They've never studied Hinduism or Taoism. And so when we look at the East, we're primarily talking about China, Asia, Southeast Asia, India, Japan, Korea. These are considered the East. So the followers of the Eastern religion have a totally different system that is devoid of a narrative. It doesn't have a story like the West have. So now we have a confrontation. We got Buddha versus Christ. Which one you got? We got Buddha versus Christ. Now, you know, well, you should know where I'm going with this, but if you don't, just in case you don't know where I'm going, you know, every time I'm presented with option A and option B, I always go with option C, just in case you guys want to kind of know where I'm going with this. But you need to understand, because option C contains option A and B. So hold up, brother, what do you mean? That's the problem. You see, science and religion, according to everybody I know, say that those two can't coexist. Well, they've been coexisting in my brain for 20 years. But everybody I know says the East and the West can't coexist, because the East says man is a part of the cosmic unity. The West says man is the offspring. Man is the element of the cosmic unity. The East says life is the journey towards the eternal oneness. The West says life is service to the entire and into service to the eternal oneness. The East says that eternity, the universe, will continue to reoccur. The West says time in life is cyclical. It is linear. It has a certain beginning and an ending, and it stops, and then it's destroyed. The East says that there is an internal God. The West says that there is an external God. The East says that you go inside to find God. The West says that you go outside to find God. The East says that you are a self-liberating individual. The West says that you are a self-dedicated individual. You dedicate yourself. The East says that you liberate yourself. Which one you got, brother? Which one you got, sister? You see, the problem that exists is that no one has confronted you with the facts. Therefore, it's easy to make a decision when you ain't got no facts. 99.9% of the people that I know, they don't have no facts. Therefore, they can't make no decision. But there's a big difference between the East and the West, brother. There's a big difference between the East and the West. You see, the followers of the East, they overstand Hinduism, Taoism, and confusion, or Confucian. They understand Taoism. And so these individuals in Asia, in India, and in Japan, they got a totally different belief system than what you got. Why is that? Why is it that in the West region, in America, and throughout Europe, they have a totally different East system than there is in the East? Why is it that Christianity is in the West, but there's no Christianity in the East? Not to the degree or to the level that we understand. Western religions are totally different than Eastern religions. But nobody talks about it. Why? Why don't people talk about what's going on in the East here in the West? Western religions originated in the Western, or in America and in Europe. But Eastern religions, including some of the Western religions, Catholicism, Protestantism, Puritanism, Judaism, all of the Western religions. But the Western culture itself made a different, or made a distinct turn right around the time of 1611. Before Constantine introduced the West and the East, all were the same. After Constantine and the Roman Empire and the Council of Nicaea, all of a sudden Buddha and Christ were separated. Before, the East and the Western religions were one. because the Eastern and Western religions believed pretty much in the same thing. Now, remember, East, we're talking China and Japan and Asia and India. West, we're talking America and Europe. East, we're talking Taoism. West, we're talking Abrahamism, a.k.a. Judaism. Taoism versus Judaism. Hinduism versus Judaism. East, you worship more than one God. West, you worship one God. East more is polytheistic. West is monotheistic. Now, we got a big dilemma, brothers and sisters, because before the East and the West was one. After Constantine, the East and the West was divided. So you got a serious, serious question you need to answer today. Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism versus Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. You see, Western, we got faith. East, they got science, knowledge, facts. See, Western religion is based upon an all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful God that exists outside of space and time and cosmos. The East, they got an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing God that exists inside space, time, and the cosmos. You see, the God of the universe, brothers and sisters, depending on how you slice it up, is totally different whether you are East or whether you are West. And so what you need to do, brothers and sisters, is you need to pick up a copy of this book or you need to seriously study. Because if you can answer the question to this one problem, I already gave you the answer, but that answer that I gave you doesn't make any sense. Because everybody says oil and water don't mix. Science and religion don't go together. Eastern religion, Eastern mysticism, and Western Christianity, they don't mix. Never should the twain meet. And so everybody's telling me, okay, brother, you need to be good or evil. You need to be on the left hand or the right hand. It's either up or down, left or right, fat, happy, rich, poor. Everybody says option A, option B. I go with option C. But option C is not on the menu, brother. That's my point. That's why you got a dilemma. That's why you got a pickle. Because, you see, generally people believe that the human body is not inherently bad in the East. But in the West, people believe that the human body is born into a sin nature, is inherently bad. You see, in the East, the root of Eastern mysticism is born out of Confucianism and Taoism. But in the West, the religion that we have was born out of Roman Catholicism and Athens and Greece. But we have a God that ain't from Roman. He ain't from Athens and he ain't from Greece. But we got a God that was given to us by some individuals that's from Romans, from Rome, from Athens, and from Greece. So we got a problem here in the West that nobody wants to talk about, that I'm dumbfounded at the depth of the deception. Because let me make sure that we are all talking about the same thing. So if the universe consists of a sun and the earth, sky, the moon, the stars, everything that we've been taught, but yet we live in this universe, but we, according to some people, we are the center of the universe. So why would God create something that was so spectacular and yet exit or not be involved in it? Let me pose a question again. Now, we believe that humanity, again, we are in the West, we are God's offspring. We got a book that says that we're made in his image and in his likeness. And then we have a book that tells us 2,000 years ago or thereabouts, God came into humanity in order to bring about a particular environment or consciousness that allows us to exit out of this dimension and to go hang out with him. But something bothers me, because when I look at this Abrahamic, Judaistic religion that we have, that we call Christianity, And I look at the Catholic Church where they actually killed people, whoever went against that. You can look at the history, the true history of the church. And I'm not saying anything against it, but we must basically look at history. See, what the church and what most people refuse to confront is that the issue, excuse me, that we have here in the West doesn't line up. And when I say it doesn't line up, what do I mean? We have to look at the issue of light and darkness. We have to look at the issue of God, the creator, God, the creative. All of the issues that I address in all of my shows and all of my topics, the different titles, the different names of God, why the God in Genesis 1 is different from the God in Genesis 2, why we have two creation stories, why we have the serpent seed. There's a lot of issues. Abrahamic God, the God of the Old Testament, is different from the God of the New Testament. And I can go on and on and on, but that's not the point of today's message. The point of today's message is for you to see how different the East is from the West and start doing some research to find out why. Or pick up a copy of my book because I've already done the research for you. Galileo was put on trial by the Roman Catholic Church during the Inquisition because the church disagreed with Galileo's findings. In fact, all throughout Christendom, during the Inquisition, during the Dark Ages of Christianity, if anybody opposed anything that dealt with Christianity in the Catholic Church, you was burned with your books. This was not a religion that played. You either believed or you died. And there's a lot of other things that we could talk about when we talk about, again, the Judaism or the Abrahamic religion. So when we talk about this, we have to make sure that we look at the facts and we remove emotionalism, because in the East, one thing is very clear about the East that I noticed the whole time I was over there in the East, I never saw nobody turn over no chairs in the East. Never. I never saw, no matter where I went in the East, I never saw a monk or a Buddhist. I never saw in no temple. I never saw in no monastery where anyone exhibited any type of demonstration. I never seen it in the East, only in the West. I've never seen devotion the way I saw it in the East. When I was in Japan, I couldn't believe it. When I was in Korea, I never saw the level of devotion. Whether it's right or wrong or indifferent is irrelevant. The point of the matter is something allows them to exhibit more self-control in the East than we have in the West. That something is what we need to be addressing. That something is what we need to be discussing. That something is that you need to look into. Because when we start to look at why does no Eastern religion buy into any of the Western beliefs? Let me ask the question again. Which is true, the Holy Bible, the Torah, or the Bible, or the Quran? Who is the prophet? Is Jesus the prophet? Or is Muhammad the prophet? What about Moses? If Jesus is the Son of God, why don't the Jews and the Muslims worship him as the Son? You know that the Orthodox Jews, they don't believe he's the Son. They're still waiting for the Messiah to come. The Muslims, they just say he was a good teacher. So the Jews, which are his chosen people, they don't even accept him. So why do Christians who are a part of the Judaism, and why do Jews still think that the only way by which a Catholic Christian or Protestant Christian can basically get to heaven is through an understanding of Constantine's Messiah, which is different from pre-Constantine Messiah? Now, again, I break this down in my other book, The Twin Christ, The Difference Between the Christos and the Christos. There are two Christs, in case you don't know. That was one that's before 1611 and one is after 1611. The one that you got is the one that's after 1611. So what did Yahushua consist of before 1611? What did Judaism consist of before 1611? What was the belief system before 1611? What was the belief system before Constantine and Vespasian and his son? Why is there a division between Eastern and Western belief systems now when there wasn't before? You see, my brothers and sisters, there is something that is very, very interesting that most people have never addressed. Absolute disconnection between faith and reason. The Bible talks about, again, we need reason and logic, but we need head and heart. East head, west heart. But they've been divided. So now we got reason and logic on one side, but we have no love and compassion on the other side. In the West, we got feel-goodism. We got reason. We got love and compassion. In the West, we have emotionalism. In the East, we have reason and logic. So when people tell me that it's either reason and logic or love and compassion, I humbly, respectfully submit, you need both. But the problem is the boat that I have is not on the planet. You see, brothers and sisters, something is very dangerous when you do this. And I'm bringing this to a close. Whenever you hear a story or a narrative, inside the Bible it is a great story. Anytime somebody tells you a great story that pulls on your emotional cord, uses empathy and sympathy to garnish or to gather, and it makes you, or it allows you to leave reason and logic at the door, you've just been conned. Let me say that again. Anytime you go to, now what happens when we go to a movie? Now when you go to a movie, you know that movie is not real. But you leave reason and logic at the door when you pay $10 and you get that buttered popcorn. When you sit there, you leave reason and logic at the door. Now, for everybody in the chat room, I want to go past my 30 minutes for just about another 5 or 10 minutes. So if you're in the chat room or if you've logged in and you're listening on your computer, you want to continue to listen for the last 10 minutes, just give a call in to the call-in number. That call-in number again, 424-243-9614. Call-in number, 424-243-9614. Because let me make sure, as I bring this message to a close, what we are talking about, the astounding differences between science and spirituality. Astounding. There are some astounding differences between science and spirituality. Astounding. Astounding. I'm talking about cookie-blowing stuff that's only found in the narrative, but it's not found in science. Now, you guys know that when I do anything, I use science and religion. My science proves my religion. My religion provides the intrinsic emotional equation that is needed for abstract reason. So if you got hard logic and if you got hard analytical mathematical stuff, that's masculine. If you got all narrative, if you got all emotional, if you got all narrative stuff, that's feminine. Now, brothers and sisters, there are two types of human reason, abstract and narrative. Let me say it again. There are two types of human reasoning. I am going to appear to you abstract. They call it abstract art. No emotion. It's logic and it's reason. It's analytical, complex, equations, mathematics. Or I'm going to use a narrative. That's all deals with the heart, deep, abiding truths that pull on your emotional cord and your emotionalism. In the West, we have a feminine emotional type of religion and a feminine emotional type of God. In the East, There's an abstract, logical, analytical type of God. It is extremely male-dominated. In the West, it is extremely feminine. That's why there is no female rights in the East. Go to the East and see how they treat women. Now, the West, not too much better, but it's a whole lot better in the West than it is in the East. Don't believe me? Go to Japan. Go to China. Go to Korea. I've been to those places. Don't believe me? Check it out. There is a difference, brothers and sisters, between Buddha and Christ. It is your job to know the difference between the two and find the happy medium that doesn't exist. There is a dichotomy that exists between the East and the West in the way that they think, the consciousness. No mainstream Reverend Dr. Bishop on the planet is teaching this message or have written a book. Never the twain shall meet. In this book, I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the science of going to hell that the Western believers have because it was given to us by Constantine and Vespasian. Now, whether that is true or not is another story for another time, but at least know where it comes from because it didn't exist before 1611. Now, I broke down the definition of the word hell, which means Guiana, which means basically what we call a trash place where you go and dump trash, and then you burn that trash once a year. And the fire was so great, it was called the Valley of Trash, the Valley of Burning Trash. That's where the idea of hell comes from, before they changed the definitions of the terms. So at least through the history, at least understand the definitions of the terms of the words that you use before you buy into the belief system. That's all I'm saying. Eastern mysticism versus Western Judaism. Understand the definitions of the terms that you're using. Because there's one thing is certain. One thing is certain. Either everyone in the East is going to bust hell wide open, or everybody in the West is on some serious clay stuff. Because something is not lining up, brothers and sisters. Something in the West is not lining up. Because what we have is totally devoid of heart logic, and it doesn't stand up to the test of science. So when you tell me about the Luciferian atmosphere, I had to look it up, and I found that there is a Luciferian ether that slows down, manipulates, coagulates life. Okay? I can go with that. Wow, I got science to back it up. When you tell me Lucifer is the light bringer, okay, I have a book called Bioluminescence. I found a gene called the Luciferin gene. Okay, you tell me about the life of the flesh and the blood. Okay, yeah, I broke that down. I found out the difference between hemocyanin and hemoglobin. And so when you tell me, okay, that the earth is the center of the universe and we're the only people here, okay, I got a problem because I found evidence that we are just a one speck inside of the entire galaxy, and there's a bunch of galaxies. So there's no way we are the center. There's no way we can be the only one. Science and mathematics, brothers and sisters, are regarded as boring by most people, and that's okay. But don't allow your dislike for something to totally set it aside and you are totally devoid of the masculine or the feminine principle. Abstract reasoning is based upon hard logic, very hard logic. But we also need the narrative. We need the feminine expression because the narrative, on the other hand, is all about emotion. It is a quality to which, again, women are said to have more than men, empathy and sympathy. I would agree. That allows, again, for the feel-good story where you got a villain and you got a hero who comes in and he saves the day and you ride off into the sunset. That's what we got in Christianity. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something as I'm closing with this true story. When Hitler was coming up with his ideal, it is said that Hitler fashioned his entire war off of Christianity. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. Hitler wanted to do something with the Nazi regime. So what he was, Hitler used the same, now this is again historical facts, I got inside of my book. Hitler has a book called Mein or Mein Kampf. It's called M-E-I-N, Mein, K-A-M-P-F, Kampf, Kampf, German. Do you know what that means? Master race. So Hitler fashioned his book off the Bible. Hitler says that the Aryan Brotherhood were the chosen people, just like the Bible says the Jews are the chosen people. Hitler says that his Aryan Brotherhood, they needed a promised land, just like the Bible says that God's people have a promised land. Hitler says that his people needed a kingdom. So he developed, again, the Third Reich. That was his people's kingdom. Hitler established the entire Nazism off of the Helios Biblos. He took German myths and compared them with the myths of the Bible for as good and evil, as far as the story of good overcoming evil. The evil was the Jews. The Germans was the good who was going to overcome them. Because why? They were threatening to wipe out the pure blood, the pure race. Hitler fashioned his entire war off of the infidels. That's what we are. We're called the Goyim. But Hitler called Goyim, Jews, infidels. So there is an extreme parallel between Nazism and Abrahamism, a.k.a. Judaism, a.k.a. Christianity. Go ask George W. and his pappy where they got their ideal of the American. Now there's another Bush primed, Jeb Bush. You know that George W.'s father was a Nazi. We all know that. That's just common knowledge. So Nazi Germany, brothers and sisters, was fashioned or based after Christianity, a.k.a. Judaism, a.k.a. Abrahamism. Now, what does that mean? People say, well, brother, what are you saying all that stuff, man? What does that mean? That means that Christianity? Absolutely not. I'm just saying that Hitler saw a good story that had a hero, came in and saved people. And he wanted that same because he understood the power of emotionalism to control people. Religion is a mind control element. The word religion means rely I on. Look at the word religion. The word religion spells R-E-L-I. Turn the I into a Y, rely. The G is silent. The next letter is I. The next letter is O-N. Rely I on. Religion teaches you to rely on things outside of you, Western. Eastern says to rely on things inside of you. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. So how did the kingdom of God get outside of us? You can go talk to Constantine. I'm sure he could explain it to you if he was still here. Brothers and sisters, inside of this book is some very dangerous stuff that I can't even, you know, I'm not going to get into over the air. Let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying. You need to study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, inside of my book, The Ontological History of Mankind, my book, Sex, Gender, and Spirituality, my book, again, Hebrew, the magical, mystical language of the gods. You know the Hebrew. You know Hebrew is a magic language, right? Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know that. You might want to pick up a copy of my book, Hebrew, the Magic Language of the God. What about my book, Luciferance Ether? What about my book, The Lucifer Trust, Lucifer's Trust Fund with God's People? You know that Lucifer got a trust fund for you? Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, Lucifer, he got a trust fund set aside with your name on it. All you gotta do is pledge your allegiance to the fallen star instead of the morning star. What about my book, The Western Kings? What about my book, The True Divine Plan of God? You know, in the East, everybody gets saved. Everybody gets saved. Let me say that again. In the East, everybody gets saved. In the West, everybody goes to hell. Only a small group gets in. Why is that, brothers and sisters? Why is that? You might want to study to show yourself approved to understand what is going on. In my other book, The Reptilian Soul Form, you know that your soul is being formed, your cattle for the reptilians? What about my book, The Magic Net? Electromagnetism or magnetic. We live in a world that has gravity that's based on magnets or magnetism. And the word magnet is the word magnetic. Take out the word net, you have magic, and add the word net back, you have magic net. So magnetism is a magic net to keep you on the planned net. So they use magnetism, they use the magic net to keep you on the planet or the planned net. Oh, we're just scratching the surface. So I don't know if y'all are serious, but if you're serious, you need to get a copy of these 10 books. These 10 books will change your life forever. Forever. Your life will never be the same. Now, it's going to take you a while to digest it, but after you digest these 10 books, your life, you'll be good. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The original cost of these 10 books was $4,000, $400 for each book. I've reduced each book to $100. The cost for all 10 books now is $1,000. You need to get all 10 of these books, hopefully, preferably before July the 15th. You need all 10 of these books. All 10 of these books will reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify everything that you need to know about the current fog or haze that sits on top of humanity called the hex, the triune hex. A hexagon, a hexagram, and a hexachord. We are all under the spell of the Cosmogrator, the God, little g, of the world. My brothers and my sisters, again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, hey, Doc, I need to get with you, set up a payment plan so we can get these 10 books in your hands as soon as possible. I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. also known as Master Teacher 33. I will be using this format for a while, one or two days a week until I'm totally off the air. Again, I've been doing free shows, two or three shows, 3 hours in length for the last, 3 years. I've had over 2,000 free shows. I don't know how many hours if you add that up of information. So it's time to bring this, just giving away free information to a close, and it's time to move on to a new way of bringing about this revelation. My brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free.